Blog Talk Radio.
First, just let me start off saying good evening, welcome. Hopefully everyone has had an enjoyable week. I'm sorry to sound like I am super tired because, well, about 10 to 12-hour days all this week with one night of no sleep at all. So please forgive me if I sound tired. I am waiting for Taylor to get logged in and to hang out with us tonight. Let me just put the disclosure out there. All of our conversations are about sex, and sometimes it gets a little nasty around here. Hopefully, we don't say anything to offend you. If you do feel like you are offended, please let us know. Or you can also kind of step outside of your prudish ways and step into being a bad girl just for a woman or a bad guy. We do enjoy the conversation. Please believe that they are adult conversations and that we will not tell you anything to hurt you or hinder you, but kind of keep up your love life for you. Glamour is out there. We're going to dig into two topics tonight. We're going to talk about using sex to get what we want. Ms. K. Michelle brought us in this evening with pay my bills, and she stated, I'm going to fuck you like I'm trying to pay bills, whether it's Georgia Power, cable bills, babysitters, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to get you to pay my bills in some type of way, and I'm going to use sex to get me there. So, yes, this is going to be interesting. And anyone who knows me knows that I love Players Club. That is my favorite movie. And that I will definitely sometimes hit you with some Ronnie Hope quotes where I will try to use what I got to get what I want. So it's definitely interesting around here. And Taylor will be here soon, hopefully, and hopefully everything is okay. So right now it's just me kind of sitting here talking and hanging out with you guys. I'll go on and answer my own question. I have never just randomly wanted to have sex with somebody just because I needed a bill paid. It doesn't work like that with me around here. I feel like I'll be prostituted. So it's just that feeling of that I really just have sex because I needed him to pay a bill around my house. I've never been in that situation. I've never had a reason to say, hey, can you pay my car notes, or can you pay my light bill, or can you pay my water bill? I've never had that feeling, and knock on wood, so that I never have to experience that. So it's definitely something that some people, some of us really do use our hoo-hahs to get what we want, or our dicks to get what we want. You know, I was talking to my best friend one night, and who's a guy, and he is hilarious. And so sometimes I have to watch myself with him because I'm like, okay, you're such a hilarious dude, and you really actually do these things. And so he has a female that he's seeing, and he tells me, you know, the reason why you're not getting the things that you need is because you are not putting one in for the team and getting what you need. First of all, I'm not putting in nothing for nobody's team to do anything with someone just because I will do without before I stoop to that level. And I even told him, I'm like, okay, so why would you feel like you want to really prostitute yourself? So that's what I feel like you're doing. And keep in mind, this is a no judgment zone, but this is my best friend, so I can tell him, you know, anything that I want to tell him, because that's what I do. I'm going to keep it straight and funky with you. If you're my friend, you already know there's no sugar-coated conversations between us. There's straight, real conversation. I'm not straight. I told him, I said, you should be necessarily really ashamed of yourself. But what are you going to do when somebody is, you know, wanting more and you just saw it as something to pay a bill, you know? So I definitely would not do that, you know. So, yeah, that's how I actually feel about it. And, you know, I've even had friends say, hey, if I'm going to pimp for one, I'm going to pimp for all. So I've even had, you know, some friends who say, hey, I got this out of this dude. How about I got you this? because I felt like I can get it for you too. And that's crazy because, like, I didn't ask you to do that. I wouldn't want you to do that for me, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely something that is out there. And I'm about to post the conversation, well, you know, the question on Facebook of using what we got to get what we want. Have you ever, for money or bill money? And hopefully we'll have some conversations sparked, and hopefully we'll have someone call in and hang out with me tonight, because Taylor has said that she's had a family emergency, so we're hoping everything is okay and hoping that she'll be calling in any moment to hang out with us tonight. So let's see here what's going on my Facebook page. So I have to tell a funny. So I'm just really kind of killing time. So I'm going to tell a funny about my little old life here. I'm sitting and I'm having a conversation with my friend, and we're talking about proposals. Like, who, you know, nowadays proposals are about the mushiness of it. Like, was it well and thought through? So I see that Abdul is listening to me talk over here tonight, and he states that he has never used sex. I think it's necessarily as a weapon. I think it's more of to get something out of it instead of just the sexual satisfaction of it. Somebody's looking for a payday, or for some reason to have a payday. And some people, they really do this. Like, I promise you, my best friend got his gas bill paid. Like, the gas bill. And I'm not talking about some little bill. I'm talking about $180 gas bill. Now, to me, that's crazy. I would never do anything like that. And I agree with you, Abdul. That's playing games with people, and people do it all of the time. And it's so bad that they do it, and people allow it to happen. You know when someone is playing games with you. Everybody knows that. And if you can't see it, then truly that's on you, you know, because if they keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it, they're going to use it to their advantage. You know, they're going to always have some type of sob story, like, well, I couldn't go grocery shopping this week because I had to do X, Y, Z. Or I had to give such and such some money, and that put me behind on mine, so I'm out of it. And then you don't want to be like the bad person and be like, well, I don't have it. Well, you have it, and you have the means for it, but then you use sex to kind of get it. So it's crazy, because once again, my best friend, whoever this chick is, she obviously has a money tree in her backyard, because every time I turn around, she's giving him $100 and some odd or $200 to this, or, you know, and it's crazy that she even does this. I know they went to go see Jay-Z a couple of weeks back, and my thing is this. Anybody who knows me love knows that I love concerts. I love going to concerts. Concerts are my thing. But I could not afford these Jay-Z tickets, $200 a piece, okay? I was looking for the $75 tickets. I'm not going to lie. I was going to sit in the nosebleed, but I still felt like $75, Jay-Z, and it's just you? Oh, no, I'm not paying that. Well, somehow, my best friend ends up going. So I'm like, oh, okay, so you got tickets? Where'd you get tickets from? This he had said, you know, well, me and Jay, we was going to go to the Jay-Z concert to this young lady, and he says, but she's got to go out of town, and she's got to shoot this, so I'm not going. Do you know she turns around and she buys the most expensive ticket to the concert, and he goes. She's trying to buy you. At some point, she's trying to buy you. And he's like, no, she's not. She's just trying to be nice. I'm sorry. You can be nice in other ways. You don't necessarily have to buy everything to be nice. Sometimes I just want you to listen to me. And that's called being nice to me. So I don't know what he had going on over there, but that was on him. I definitely don't see myself using sex to get anything. Now, if you feel like you need to do that, then, hey, more power to you. Can I get a bill paid if you like to pay a bill around here? You know, it'll be fun. It'll be awesome of you. But, you know, I'm just joking. I don't want that from anybody. But, yeah, but that. While we're still killing some time, back to this proposal thing. So, when Uncle says, hey, my ex-boyfriend proposed to me, I was like, oh, that's sweet. But it was your ex-boyfriend. Why is he proposing? So she brings this ring, and it's a cute ring. And it was precious. And they try to, you know, try to make things work with her. But it was too late. And so now they're at a point of not even thinking about being engaged. She's ready to move on. She said he's at 6 years to do it. But going to Walmart and buying a $50 sterling silver Cuban zirconia ring is not what you want to do if that's what you're trying to get back with somebody with. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Why would you do that? So we were cracking up about it at work. So that was my little tidbit of being funny today. But because I felt like she was, it's just stupid. And it was just the most ridiculous thing I had ever seen in my whole entire life. But yeah, that was my day today. So, kind of play on some music here so that we can kind of see what's going on with the rest of the evening. I'm going to see if anyone has heard this song by Miguel. Now, Miguel can be a little nasty, but I want you all to hear this song.
What is he doing? Yo, we don't have time.
Hit the button. Miguel. Yo, man, come on, man. Come on,
we gotta
get this done, so please
focus. Keep it 100, babe. We both know I'm not the only one. But when I'm there, treat a neck of real. And that's probably why I always come, yeah. So lie to me, lie to me, lie to me so sweet. Cause I don't ever want to imagine all the other niggas like me had a chance to get in your pants. So tell me that the pussy is mine, yeah. Tell me, baby, it's all mine, yeah. Tell me that the pussy is mine. to me, lie to me so sweet. Yeah, baby, ignorance is bliss. Yeah, I know exactly what this is. Just tell me that that pussy is mine. Yeah, tell me, tell.
Are we really recording right now?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, shit. Yeah, RJ. Ready?
Okay, that was Mr. Miguel asking, is this pussy mine? I think, fellas, now I'm going to be real honest with you. Some of y'all ask that question. And it's not a bad thing that you ask these questions. Because, you know, sometimes it kind of does belong to you for the very moment. But, you know, but do you ask every woman that same question, if that her pussy is yours? Because, I mean, I know that you all can choose any pussy that you want. But does something like that really happen for you? I mean, it's just, you know, one of those things. And I actually like that little song by Miguel, because Miguel sends my heart over the moon at times around here. And so, yes. And tonight I have been drinking again my red strawberry ale. Tonight is my drink of choice. Hopefully you all will be enjoying the drink as well. But yeah, Miguel sends my heart over the moon. That song is really stuck in my head at this point. And I see that Abdul posted something on my Facebook page it says, see, this is my pet peeve about African-American romantic comedies. Too much what can I get out of you at the core of the film. You know what? You're right. And everybody has that attitude of, I'm going to get what I want and I don't care how I get it. And some people, they just act like that. And we can't help them. We don't choose to help them. Let them just be them, you know? And that's just how people are. I get used to the fact that people act a certain type of way and they act and do things a certain type of way. But I just have to realize I am still who I am, and I don't want to be morally incorrect. And I do have values, and I do see that my mother raised me properly. So I don't play games with people. I think that's stupid. I think that they don't realize what they're doing from the beginning. Like, every time that you play a game with somebody, that ends up hurting someone, whether it's a sexual game, a mind game, or anything. It's all a game to certain people, and nobody really has time for that. Nobody wants to deal with that at all. And it's just crazy. Like, people are morally fucked up. And I say that wholeheartedly. Like, really. So I'm always sitting and talking to other people. Like, some people sell dreams and end up living in nightmares because they paint this picture of being, oh, I am this person and that person. But once they get behind closed doors or they get behind those vows, they change And the things that they used to do when you were dating, they don't do them anymore. And it's crazy that people even do this. I don't understand how they do this, where they get this from. I don't know. And it bothers me to think that people out here selling dreams. I'm not in the business of selling somebody a dream. If you were to marry me at this point, you would be marrying me. And I'm not going to change for anybody. And if I do change, it's only because I want to grow a little more. And obviously, my husband will have to love me enough to say, hey, my baby's changing. So, yes, he would understand. So, yeah, I'm kind of enjoying just kind of hanging out talking to you all tonight, but I really wish I had somebody else to talk to. Because I feel like I'm just sitting here, or sitting here talking to myself, talking about anything that randomly pops into my mind. It's okay. I understand. Things happen, and that's what it is. It is what it is, you know? So I'm actually sitting here going through my catalog of music, which I love music, and music makes my heart happy all the time. And I'm trying to see what I can find. Oh, this is a classic one. I bet you no one remembers this song. And it's so funny because I was listening to Day 26 the other night, and I was like, oh, man, I really like Day 26. I like the way we're out. And hopefully everybody else will like them too.
Going down.
Yeah,
you've been
Welcome back. And that was Day 26 through Cold Star. Now, I know that one was an oldie. I'm not saying an oldie, but one of those groups that we needed them and we liked them and we're mad because Diddy did not promote them properly and make sure them boys had some money. But that is not what our topic is about now. We can even talk about our second topic, get into that. How many times a week do you feel like you need to have sex? Or is there such thing as too much sex in a relationship? Because sometimes, I'm going to be real, I was like, I can have sex every day, but sometimes I don't want to. But because he might want to, I'm going to do it. Because I'm going to keep my mate happy. Because if I don't do it, somebody else will, right? So, you know, I often wonder, like, how many times is too much? Like, is it, you know, if we have sex 3 times a week, are we good? You know, if we're having sex every day, 3 times in that night, is that good? Like, is that good for the body? Like, I would want to say, like, what's going on here? So, definitely. I think that people put such a limit on things that they don't realize that they're doing it. And so, you know, I think you can have as much sex as you would want, what you would like to your heart's content. But for some other people, you know, it's too much. No, stop touching me. I don't want you touching me tonight. You know, if we had sex Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, can Friday I have a break? Because number one, my hoo-ha is probably going to say, okay, either we going to need some ice or something down there because you're trying to beat it up. And then you have some men who are just so freaky that they want to be in all 3 holes all the time. And so it's like, oh, my goodness, why do you want to be in all 3 holes all the time? Can I get a hole one day, hole the next day, and another one? Like, can we switch them up? Do we have to be in all 3 holes at all the same time every time? And so it's just different for many people. Like, how many times a week do you have sex? And I told stop laughing at me and answer the question. Don't laugh at me because, really, seriously, because we have. Ladies, we have 3 holes. Now, if you don't like the 3rd hole messed with, I understand it's okay. But some of us enjoy it, and we don't mind sharing that 3rd hole. So, you know, how many times? Like, okay, so Monday might be one of those days where I don't really feel like you entertaining the hoo-ha or the back. So, my last one. You know, Wednesday comes like, oh, my mouth, I don't feel like it. But the other is available, so, yeah, go on and hit that with. And then you're like, okay, well, that one is not really functioning, so, hey, hit the 3rd. And Abdul states that he is a 3-hole kind of guy. Hey, that's cool. I know some 3-hole kind of guys out there in the world, too. Well, it's cool to have all of it functioning well there for you, playing on my computer. So excuse me for if you hear me get quiet for a second. I'm also putting up the next question on my Facebook page so that we can see if we can get some answers there. And I thank you so much, Abdul, for hanging out with me. And at least somebody's out there listening to me and I'm not feeling like I'm sitting here talking to myself. Because talking to myself is not cool at all, because you would probably think I was crazy. But, yeah, it's okay to be that 3-hole kind of guy. I wonder what made men want to start messing with a woman's 3rd hole? Like, I often wonder that, because I can remember the first time somebody tried to get me to do anal sex. And I was terrified. I was like, I'm not doing that. That is not what that's made for. I'm not doing it. And then it was like, okay. At some point, somehow, he convinced me to say, okay, it's not going to hurt. That devil is a lie. Because at first, that shit hurt. I'm not going to pretend and say that shit didn't hurt. It hurt. It hurt like hell. So, for a while, I didn't do it again. I was like, uh-uh, that's not right. You're not supposed to do that way. Mm-mm. So, eventually, I kind of eased myself into it, and now I'm at the point of like, oh, okay, yeah, we can do that, but I gotta be super psyched up to do it. Like, I can't just be like, he can't just say to me, okay, tonight, baby, we'll have an anal. No, not tonight. That gives me the opportunity to say no. No, I don't want to, but I gotta be psyched up for it and in the mood. Like, you're gonna have to play with a little hole for a second and get me up there. But that's definitely fun time. And that's it. Like, it took, in Abdul says, he's uninhibited like that. You know what? It took me a long time to get like that. To me, a long, long time to get to that point of saying, hey, I am going to have sex like I want to. It took me a while. And so once I was introduced to certain things, I was like, heck no, I'm not going back to just regular old sex. I want to have all types of old nasty sex. To, you know, like, I want to have, you know, and it's just, I don't know why it took me so long to get there. And then it's so funny, I told one of my friends once, I was like, he told me that I was already a freak before he met me. I was like, no, you brought it out of me. Because I, at one point, I never thought I was anybody's kind of freak or anything. You know, I just kind of was thrust, just pushed into this. And it seems as though on my Facebook page, Miss Counselor Nicole says to how many times a week do you have sex? She says 0 + 0. Yeah, equals 0. I've been there. That life I have. And no one is probably going to believe this, but for 14 months, I was celibate. And that thing tore my heart to pieces because I was rude. I was mean. And it was just one of those things where I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I am going to make myself not want to have sex. And I did good until the man in the suit reappeared into my life. But I sure did. I did 14 months because I wasn't in a relationship. I wasn't interested in anybody. I didn't want to be with anybody else. And I just did it. Like, I did 14 months hard. Like, I was in jail or something, and I couldn't have sex with anybody. And I, it was, the funny thing was, I could have sex. Like, it wasn't that I just didn't have a partner. I just didn't want to with anybody else until I got into it with somebody that I really wanted to be with. And like I said, the man in the suit reappeared in my life. And Abdul, that's when those times I broke those toys that we talked about some weeks ago. And it was so bad to the point, because I am, anyone who knows me knows that I am a firm believer in masturbation. Yes, I believe in it. I believe that you should get to know yourself and know your body very well and know what makes your body tick. At first, I felt that, you know, it was, I couldn't. And so I talked to one of my friends who was also celibate at the time, and she's actually still celibate at this point, and she's been celibate for 5 whole years. That's a long time. And I was already tripping because off of, you know, 14 months. And so she did tell me, she was like, you know, you can still use toys. You just can't have sex with a partner. And I was like, oh, shoot, heck yeah. So I was out buying toys left and right, left and right, left and right, until one night, and then it got frustrating, and yes, I broke them. And don't laugh at me, because laughing at me means that you're not on my side and you're judging me. So, yes, that is what happened to me in my celibate journey. And it's not a bad thing. Like, it's really not a bad thing because, seriously, I realized the things that I didn't want. I never wanted just to have a relationship with just sex or one of those friends with benefits type things. And how is it beneficial to me? Because then a lot of times I'm probably, you know, I'm going to go home and just be by myself. So why do I need you? I'm not going to need you for long. So, yeah. Abdul, I didn't think you were judging me, but you were laughing at me. Hit me hard because I broke my toys. But, you know, it is what it is. Now, I'll probably go back to being celibate. I probably would. There's nothing wrong with it, I don't think. I think that, you know, it's a mind thing. But you can do it if you set your mind to it properly. You know, and it's not hard. Sometimes you got a support system. Like, I think that's what really got me through it. Like I said, my friend, she's been celibate for a while now. And she got me through it, like, especially the moments where I thought I was going to break and I felt like, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to go have sex with some random. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And she'll say, no, you can't do that because, you know, this is something that you promised to yourself that you weren't going to have sex anymore until you got into a relationship with someone and or at least found somebody that the one person you're going to be with. So, 14 months. Long 14 months. Yeah. I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, oh, yeah. But I really did get to know myself spiritually and mentally that whole time. I did. You know. I'm, once again, back in my library of music looking for something special. But, you know, I don't have anything. And then Ms. Counselor Nicole, because I let her know, you know, 0+0. I know I've been there. And she stated back to me that, you know, it's cool. And she's in school. So right now, she doesn't have time. And, you know, sometimes you don't have time to have sex. You don't have time to think about it. You don't have time to worry about it. And I wonder, like, I was talking to one of my married friends, and I'm thinking, you know, once I get married, I'm going to be on my husband every day or every other day. But to hear a married couple say, we haven't had sex in 5 months. Shocks me. Because I can see myself being single and saying, oh, I haven't had sex in 6 months. that, because obviously I'm not out here dating, I'm not doing anything, I'm not having sex. But to be in a marriage and not have sex, that to me is a problem. You wake up to it every morning. You go to sleep to it every night. Unless he or she works out of town, or, you know, he has to be on the road for a week, or he has to, you know, or she has to be on the road. Either way, you all can still have phone sex. You can still Skype, put on a show for one another. You can send nasty text messages. You can do all of these things. And so I don't understand how it works. And then even if you have kids, those kids go to sleep. Get your kids out of your bed and stop letting them sleep with the kids. Because a lot of times that's what happens. What Abdul said. It says the average couple is about once or twice a week. I can rock with that. I can rock with once or twice a week. That's not bad, as long as we are coming together at some point and making that thing happen. I'm good. And I do believe my tailor is joining me now. Let's see.
Hi, everyone. Hi. I'm so sorry I'm late. I had a little bit of a family emergency, but I'm here. Hi. Hello.
Hopefully everything is okay. Girl, I've just been talking to myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. I understand. Hope the babies and everybody is okay.
Yeah, everyone's okay. It wasn't my family emergency. It was my better half's family emergency that really wasn't an emergency, but you know how older people are, so it was an emergency.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they're all right and everything. Now, I've just kind of been talking, and Abdul was hanging out with me, and he says hello. So, this is what I was talking about. So tonight we're talking about using sex to get what we want. And I did bring this in with Miss K. Michelle, Pay My Bills. And you and I have discussed this song before, how she just told all of our business and put all the business in the street for the women.
Oh, you did. Well, I mean, to be quite honest, I am an avid, I am a part of that club, yes. I am a part of that club. I will use it to get what I want. If there's a new pair of shoes that I want that is not in the budget, I will make it happen, and I will get my shoes. I will do it. I will do it. I'm sorry. I will do it. Call me what you want, but, hey, it works. Sorry.
Hey, I can't do it. I can't. I can't do it. Because I can't, I don't know. I know people who do, though, you know, the homie, that's Bud, he's done it. And I also tell him he's a hoe, he's a prostitute. I tell him all. Every time he told me, I told him, you know, you're a prostitute. What's wrong with you? So I'll put you out in the streets, get my money. Yeah, and Socorro, who chimed in on our Facebook page, states that I think anytime you have sex on a holiday, whether it's Valentine's Day, anniversary, etc., it's for money. A person buys you something, and you say thank you with sex.
I'm not the only one. It's true. It's true. Like, I'm saying, like, if you, like, not even, you know, if I want something else, like, if he, you know, if he brings me something and I'm like, oh, wow, like, you thought of me, you got it, that, you know, give you a little show later on. You know, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate that you appreciate me. Now let me show my appreciation.
Now watch me appreciate you. Okay. So does that also run in the line of kind of like you take me out to eat and you take me to the movies and then, and then you have
Wait a minute. We went too far. Like No. I had to ask. No, if you I was trying to figure out if that's the case. No. Like, I mean, if you legitimately just, you know, went out of your way to do something for me or you got me something or, you know, even if you went out of your way, like, you saw, like, the house was a hot mess and you just was like, okay, well, let me just tidy up real quick for you. I know she's busy. You know, okay, that you get a little extra twist with yours, you know, that sort of stuff. Not because you took me to the movies. That's what you're supposed to do. Well, then, in a sense, if you see the house is dirty, you're supposed to clean. Well, you know what I meant.
What?
Stop making that face.
I did not make a face. Okay, so every time you say I make a face, I'll be doing something else, and I'll be reading something else, because clearly I've got a random-ass text message from one of my homegirls. But, I don't understand at all. And so that's the first topic. The second topic was how many times a week do you have sex?
Oh, well, it depends on if we talk about this week or last week. Because last week it was none. This week it's every night. I don't understand. It fluctuates. Like, I don't know why. This week was like, I don't know. I think he's ovulating this week.
And it's like too much sex. Like, your body can't take it so much sometimes.
And then after a while, you start to get achy. You start to get the little cramp in your thigh. Like, it's too much. Like, I need a break. Just let me live a little bit. I understand. I know you think I'm hot. I think I'm hot, too. I think you hot. But we don't always have to be hot together. Like, can we just sit and be cool? Like, it don't have to be, I mean, every single day. Like, I mean, you know, I got to let it breathe or something. It's got to recuperate, you know. Just like you need 8 hours of sleep. Mine's need, like, 12. 24 hours, something, a break.
Can I
get a vacation? Something.
So now we go on for vacation. I'm taking a vacation.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Taking a vacation. Yes. My boo-ha needs a vacation from you. I love you.
Exactly. You need a vacation. A minimum of 12 hours, maximum 72 hours.
Abdul says, save some for the next time. But we can't, sometimes they don't want to wait. You really want to tell them, like, hey, I don't want to tonight, but they want some now, right now.
I mean, sometimes we need a break. Like, I don't know about other people's, I guess you call them hoo-ha's. I don't know about other people's hoo-ha's, but I know mine, after a while, it's a little sore. A little ow every now and again, you know, it's a little uncomfortable. You know, she likes to be nice and secure, and, you know, she likes her vacation. She likes her times out. She likes to chill sometimes. She likes to be cool. It's not always, it don't have to be every night. Every other night, that's pushing it, but it's okay. You know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that's fine. You know, need a break. Need a pussy vacation.
But there can never be a day where they're back to back. Like, it can't be Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, you see how Wednesday and Thursday are back-to-back to each other? But, uh-uh. Now, it's just a weekend. We might be able to talk about it the weekend. Like, if it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we can talk about the weekend. But sometimes during the week,
it's so much going on during the week. You got work, you got the kids, you got, you know, us, you know, we got work, we got the kids, we got the blog, we got the magazine, we got the radio show, we got the other radio show, we got this, we got the hair, we got the, it's not enough hours in the day to do regular stuff, let alone all that nasty, freaky stuff. Sometimes you're just tired. You're tired.
Yeah. Yes, and especially with me working these ridiculously dumb hours. Like,
yeah, I don't know, bro.
Like yesterday, I worked a 10-hour shift. I slept for 3 hours. Yes, 3 hours. To wake up at 8 a.m., to be at work at 10:30, to stay at work. Now, mind it, the sun is up. When I go to work, it's pitch black dark when I get off. So you see, I get to see the whole day go by in the window. And then, you know, definitely you have to do everything. You know, be mama, cook this. You know, mommy, I have to be at school at this time, so I got to take some time off work, be at the school, pick you up. You know, it's a lot, and I can see how sometimes in these marriages where they can get lost among the work and everything else, but still, some of that time, you still, even though you want to lay down and be rested, sometimes you might have to just rub on me a little bit and say, okay, baby, I really need to be inside you, or whatever the case may be. Like, okay, we can do it. All right. Don't just be like, oh, no, today was long day, tomorrow. And for anybody, tomorrow never comes. So, it's always the same thing. And I think you can make time for it, but every single day, several times a day. And even if you just can make time for it in the morning, you're good. Before your kids get up. In the morning. It doesn't have to be always at night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have the pleasure of being able to work from home, you know. Could be a nice little lunch break. Hey, it could be a lot of things, and it'll be cool to have something like that. Now, I did have a third question for this last 30 minutes, and this question comes from my email, and the question pretty much was, how do you tell someone that you are not interested in them sexually? You see them as a good person. You see them as a homeboy, but you're not necessarily attracted to them in a sexual manner. How do you let them know gently that you're not interested?
Ooh. Well, I would say that honesty is always the best policy. So I think that if that was the case, just be honest. Like, you don't have to be an ass about it. But, I mean, just tell them the truth. Like, you know, I think you great person, you're funny, da 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 da, whatever else you got to say, but, you know, I'm just not interested in you that way, or, you know, how you say that nicely? You don't have, I don't think that we're compatible. That's a good one.
That's a good way to say it. But how would you know that you're not compatible if you've never had it? How would you know?
See how you went too deep with that? See? All you had to do was just say, oh, okay, you went too far. You're doing too much. You went too far. I don't know.
You know, sometimes I have to push the envelope, and sometimes I push it right on off the table. I don't care.
Yeah, you like, know. that was the best I had. That was, I don't think we're compatible. Like, that was just my, that's where I was going with that, but I don't. So they're not physically attracted to the person? Is that what it is?
Like, the person is nice looking. They're just not sexually, like, they don't see them in that manner. They see them like, oh, you'll be a cool friend to hang out with.
They've been friend zoned. Oh, okay. Well, this is what you say. You kindly say that while you are, you know, you're fun, blah, 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 you know, a great personality, things like that, I don't think that we would be a good match. We're not compatible because I don't see you the same way that you might see me.
Honestly, that's good.
Yeah. Or you could say, I don't see us having that type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got without sounding like an asshole. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Well, Abdul says that, first, this is what he said first. He said by ignoring the sexual advances, because this particular person has had sexual advances from this other person. And then he said, well, in my case, she is or was trying to be the side piece. You need to help it out. But anyway.
A side piece, really?
Tell that whole shit really? Her ass down somewhere.
Tell her to have several feet in the corner with the goldfish. That's what she needs to do. Yeah, that's, she, yeah, no. You don't
with
even want to be bothered with something like that. Nope. Boiling hot mess. Boiling.
Oh, man. That's too much for my, like, I think she should just tell him, like, hey, I'm not interested in you like that. I mean, I definitely think that we can hang out, we can be friends, we can chop it up, but I don't think sexually me and you, we can't happen. Like, she just has to be honest with him. I am full on about being honest with people. I have no problem being honest with people. It is what it is. There.
Absolutely.
And another comment from Facebook answering the question, you just don't make that move and lock them in the friend zone. You know, after coworkers be trying to be the side piece too. Oh, I work in an environment where them side piece having foes. I tell you, working in this particular environment, it is ridiculous. Like, you either have, like, the girlfriends who work there, and then, like, you work in another department, and your side piece works in another department type shit.
Really? Like, you're not like, even smart enough to get a hold from somewhere else? Really?
Right.
Really?
Right.
You can't even get the hoe from three offices down, like three businesses down. You got to get them like right in the same area, really.
In the same building, not in the same department, but in the same building. And the building isn't so big; it's only three levels, so you gotta know, like, who the heck does this stuff? Like, these grown ass people really seriously have side pieces at work. Or they'll have a side piece at work and have a wife at home. And it's like, what the hell? And it's not even just black people. It's white people, too. And it's crazy.
like super crazy.
Uh-oh, story time. So I got a story. I used to work at Kmart, okay? And I worked in the layaway department, and one of the guys that worked there, his baby mother came in. She's pregnant. She's putting stuff on layaway. So she was like, you know, I just need to call my boyfriend because, you know, I got to, you know, use his discount, whatever. I was like, okay, no problem. Ain't nobody here. Take your time. You know, she was pregnant. Like, she was pregnant, like, big. Like, I think you a little too late to be doing this layaway. Like, you look like you ready to pop big. But I was like, okay, whatever. So he comes strolling over, and I look up. I said, I know good and well this ain't her man. This not her man. This can't be her man. And she walked right up to him, and he kissed her and kissed the belly. I was like, oh, snap. Because from when I met him, he was messing with somebody else in my department. I had only been on the job maybe like a few months, so I really didn't know everybody per se. So he was like, you know, I just met him through one of the girls that was in the department because they had been seeing each other. They had been seeing each other for years.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, she got all of this stuff that she putting on layaway. And he just standing there, he chopping it up, talking. I'm like, it is 3:28. This girl is going to come into work at 3:30. Y'all need to hurry up with this layaway, please, because she was coming in at 3:30. It's 3:28. Y'all just standing here boo-loving you, rubbing her belly. And I'm like, so is this everything? Or, you know, are you done? You don't want to go look for other stuff? Because my thinking is, one, I don't want no shit in my department. Two, I still don't want no shit in my department. And three, I'm not cleaning up shit in my department. When I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. I'm not picking up no weave. I'm not picking up no lace front. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not delivering no babies. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not doing it. So they still playing. They still lollygagging. And she comes strolling in. Honey, it was something else. She was all types of upset. Her and the girl tried to fight each other. He's standing there looking stupid. And I'm just like, is somebody going to finish this layaway? Are we done? Do I cancel it? It's time for me to go. And I'm like, why would you mess with somebody at your job and you know that your other piece comes here frequently? Like, she's like, I remember seeing her before, but it was just in passing. Like, you really, like, you legitimately think that they wasn't going to run into each other? I'm like, what if I wasn't here and she was doing her layaway and then you come running over here? Like, you can't be serious. Like, you two, I'm like, you're an adult. You're not even bright enough to know. And the whole time, he's just like, I don't know, man. Now she outside beating up his car. Now he don't got no windows. He only got a tire. He don't got no door now.
Oh, gosh.
All this.
Oh, gosh. All because you wanted to mess with somebody at the workplace on. And obviously you're having sex with your girlfriend because she's pregnant. Obviously.
Exactly.
You know, and it's crazy. And Abdul said that this crazy has followed him from job to job. Now look, miss. She is trying too hard to be the side piece. If you don't tell that bitch to sit her ass down to the left beside the fishbowl, as Taylor said with the goldfish, and matter of fact, she called the motherfucker cat in the hat. Tell that bitch to sit down. No, I'm sorry. Women these days have lost their everlasting mind. It is not okay at any point to be the side piece. It is not okay. Don't let that bitch or men of butterfly
gas you up because she decided to get married, but the bitch still being treated like society. Don't let being Mary Jane gas you up either. As well as, I know this is your show, but fuck Scandal. No, I'm not watching it. It's not okay, ever. And I'm going to tell you like this here.
Wait a minute. Scandal yes. is the best comedy on TV ever. That is the best comedy on TV.
When I look that show up, it's not going to come up under no damn comedy. So, no. No, ma'am. You are not going to sit on this show and convince me because that will be a whole other show for us to listen to. So, no, ma'am.
Okay. Well, in my house, I spend a lot of, when I watch Scandal, I laugh a lot. I thought it was a comedy, but they just didn't, they were just weird with it. I laugh at that show all the time. That show is hysterical. Just the things that they come up with between these two is hilarious to me. It's hilarious. I'm sorry. I can't get through not one episode of Scandal where I'm not laughing. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
So you might want to call Scandal fan? You might want to call the broadcast station and let them know they need to change that and change that shit to a freaking comedy if that's the case.
I think it's hysterical. Just that whole, and now the new thing is now that, you know, she's still messing with the president, and now his wife is trying to get them back together because she broke up with the president. Like, this is hilarious.
Mm-mm.
Like, you cannot
be serious.
I don't want to hear no more. And, these chicks is out here, like, this is the thing to do. It's really not, because at the end of the day, what you're missing is that you're so busy dealing with this knucklehead over here. I guarantee you the man of your dreams and saw you about 4 or 5 times, and you ain't paid him no mind because you worried about this fool who ain't really worried about you. He worried about his baby mother, girlfriend, wife, whatever the case may be, or the other side piece that's before you. So now you got the wife, girlfriend, baby mother, side piece number one, side piece number two. Which would be the last, come on. It's too much. It's way too much. And I think that women, I just want a man. I just want a man. You don't want the man. You just want a man.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be real honest with the world. No. This house does not watch that crap. We don't watch it. Even when the man in the suit, we don't watch it. He doesn't like it. So
I can't wait to get you home with good looking.
Hush your mouth. Doesn't like it. And when I'm in his presence, I'm not allowed. It's so funny. The word allowed is really, it's not a word. It's his house, his TV. So, hey, you can watch whatever the heck you want to watch. I just can't watch, Housewives, because that's my guilty pleasure. I like to see them look ignorant as all get out. But, you know, I can't watch Housewives at his house. You know, we don't. I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable with the side piece. Now, if she wants to be the side piece, then, bitch, you need to contribute to the bills around here.
Because
he wants to be over there putting them in time. I mean, you need to come on over here. You need to cook, clean. You got to get your work on, because, bitch, we're going to use you.
You know what? That's funny. There's a picture that's floating around Instagram where it's a text message between the side piece and the girlfriend. So the side piece is telling the girlfriend about her. So the girlfriend sends back a bunch of numbers and a text message. And the side piece goes, "What's that?" She was like, "That's our account number. You need to start contributing to the bills this month." I saw that and I fell out laughing. As soon as you said that you need to contribute, that's what I thought of. I got to find it. It's somewhere on my Instagram. If it's not, then I know Dre has it on his Instagram because I think that's where I got it from. It's hilarious. You have to see it.
No, ma'am. You need to get it together. And Abdul said he don't want no side piece. Well, good, Abdul. You can tell her wanting to be side piece ass to sit down. Don't nobody.
In the corner.
Is it in the corner? besides goldfish. And call the motherfucking cat in the hat. And then you can defend one thing to hang out with you too.
Okay. All right. So now it is now 11:48. That is the phrase of the night. That's the phrase of the night. You have got it. You can have thing one and thing two hang out with you too. There you go. That's it. That's the phrase that's it.
I just can't. And I once wrote a poem called The Other Woman. And it was like for a long time, it felt like every guy that I came across was like married, in a relationship. And I had to ask him, what the, excuse me for one, I'm about to text somebody to hit y'all with the F-bomb real hard. What the fuck do I look like? I mean, it's not that I'm an ugly girl. I am by far ugly. So you think I want to sit up in the house and not go anywhere? Hell, I like to get dressed up. I like to go out. I want to go somewhere. I'm sorry that you decided that you wanted to get married early on in life and you're now unhappy. Fuck you. Get on out of my bed. Get out of my way. It's just, you're pointless. And so it's like, I even had to say in the poem, like, do I have other woman written on my forehead or something? Like, I am not fit nor made for this. And
you know what? And you know the sad part is that some women don't even know. Oh, here we go. Story time.
I had a friend.
She was dating this guy, right? Now, she was dating this guy, and I just happened to find out that my new neighbor that moved in next door, he was messing with my neighbor. How I found this out was that one day I was coming out of my apartment and he was coming out of her apartment. Now, my friend don't live in this apartment, so what you doing here? Now, I didn't say anything to him. I just, you know, went on about my business. I didn't say nothing to my next-door neighbor, went on about my business. And I went to talk to my friend, and I was like, you know, I think that we were having a conversation about some blog I was writing, and she was like, well, you know, I wouldn't be the side woman, and I would know if my man was cheating, and da 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 da. I'm like, oh yeah. Let's not have this. Like, I'm trying to change the subject, and she's still trying to have this conversation, and I'm like, I don't think you want to have this conversation. Like, I'm done. I don't want to hear it. Like, you need to stop. And then finally, she just kept on and kept on. I still didn't say anything because I felt like they had been together so long, I felt like it would have done more harm than good. Like, I think she would, like, I felt like she would have literally just, you know, she would have been distraught. So I said, okay, let me see if I can still diffuse this situation. So I went to my neighbor, and I was like, you know, he has a girlfriend. No, he don't. What?
Okay.
I was like, what? Like, yes, he does. Like, I'm friends with her. I see them all, like, they live together. No, he's from out of town. Yada, yada. Like, she legitimately just was, like, turning a blind eye. She didn't know whatever the case may be. And finally, what winds up happening was that he went over to her house one night, and my friend came to my house. She just showed up at my house. This was, like, right after I had my daughter, so she came to visit. And she's leaving out, and he's leaving out. And that's how she found out. But I'm like, this other girl, like, you honestly really didn't think that he didn't have another girl. He only sees you after 10 o'clock every night. Like, he don't see you. Like, every night, like, after 10 o'clock, you know, that's it. And the way my apartment was set up was that her bedroom was near my pantry, so I could hear, if I was in my pantry, I could hear what's going on in her bedroom. And I'm like, so he only comes after 10 o'clock, but he definitely leaves your house before 1 a.m. Now, my friend was thinking that he was working at night because he would leave his job and then he would go to my neighbor's house. So she thought from whatever time he left in the afternoon until 1 o'clock, he was at work. She didn't know that he got off work at like whatever time, 10 o'clock, 10:15, you know, whatever, to go to this girl's house.
Wow.
It was just a mess. It was a mess. And I'm just like, what, why? Like, why would you even? And I'm like, furthermore, why would you even? I'm like, to me, I'm sorry. I am too busy to be trying to keep up with a bunch of lies with cheating. I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it. It's too time consuming. You checking messages. You got to hide text. My mind is not. I am not well. I am not a well person. I can't remember stuff. I can't remember what I did earlier today, let alone trying to remember to erase some text messages, Facebook chats, pictures. I don't have time for none of that. I got too many kids, too many bills, and too many things to do to be trying to figure out if I remember to tell him to meet me around the corner, and I got to delete a text message and a video. That's too much. It's way too much. I got to tell you I'm going here, but I'm really going there, and I got to wear this, and I got to remember how I had my hair, and I got to wear my makeup a certain way. Like, that's too much. That's too time-consuming. It really is.
I can't. I think that's why I never cheated on anybody. I ain't got time to try to tell you no lie. And it's just not for me. I'm not going to do it because I know what it feels like to be cheated on. So I'm not going to cheat on anybody because I never want anybody to feel that way that I felt before.
Exactly.
So I would never
exactly.
do that. And I'm not about to ruin a perfectly good person because of some stupid stuff. You know, and I guess if I will put it out there for anybody else, if you try to get in a relationship with me, don't you cheat on me. Don't you dare do it. Because you're going to wish you had. Because I'm not nice. I'm not. Don't let the smile fool you. Don't let any of that fool you. Like, it's crazy. And I couldn't deal with that. Like, I'm not about to sit around and just kind of figure out and lie. Like, this chick I know, she literally, the other guy that she was seeing behind her boyfriend, she had to change his name in her phone to look like it's a female's name. Nobody has time for that. And then you have to delete text messages every night. I'm good. I'm good on it. All of that. Miss me with the Tom Ford.
I don't have time for that. Like, so now what happens? Like, see, now this is how my mind works. Okay, so what happens if there's an emergency, right, and somebody's flipping through your phone and they see, oh, your homegirl, Alexis, oh, okay, and then they, like, these are things I think about. Like, somebody's trying to, you know, it's an emergency, you need to get in contact with somebody, you know, you heard or whatever the case may be, somebody's flipping through your phone, they're like, oh, okay, this is Alexis. No, this ain't Alexis. Like, what? Like, who has time for that?
Right.
Who has time for that?
Right.
And I know me personally, like, I've done this before, like, with my guy now, where it was his birthday. So I went through his phone to invite everybody to the party. And it's like things like that, you know, people don't think about. Like, okay, that just says Alexis, that's Alexis. You mess around and get an invite to a party and they find out you ain't Alexis, then what?
Yeah.
Then what you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Because if
I
found out Alexis ain't really Alexis, we going to have a problem.
Girl. Oh.
Jay is cold for something else.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, it wouldn't be a nice thing. It wouldn't.
It really wouldn't. And I am two types of crazy. I am two types of crazy. Like, I'm not a well person at all. Like, I am an olive short of a martini. I know it. I accept it. If I pick up your phone and J stands for Jaleesa, oh, we haven't, oh, Jaleesa about to come and get you. Right now. Right now.
I remember when me and the man in the suit were dating the first time around. And he told somebody I was crazy. So why would you tell somebody I was crazy? Why would you tell somebody that? Don't tell the people that I'm crazy. Don't tell them that. Let them see my crazy.
Mine, no. He know. His friends know. They know. They know good and well. Like, they know I'm not well. And they also know that, you know, if they're out late past a certain time, they already know that they need to, like, it needs to be established that when they get here, everybody's story needs to be the same thing, because I'm going to ask you the same thing.
Right. Right.
And if everybody's story ain't right, everybody catching it. Everybody. I don't care if you said the light was green and you said the light was yellow. Everybody getting an ass whooping. That's just how I feel. You, which one is it? The light was green or it was yellow? Which one was it? Y'all confused about the light? Y'all both sitting in the same car? Really? No, I'm looking. No. I'm not doing all of that. Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. So next week, it's Valentine's Day. And so we're going to have a little fun, and we're going to spice up your bedroom next week with a little fun from the harlot. Yes, I love her work. She's so awesome. So we'll have a guest on next week. So hopefully everybody nobody breaks up with their girlfriends before Valentine's Day settles up. But we will see you all here Friday night next week. Taylor, anything you want to say before we leave tonight?
I just want to say again, Shamor, we're thinking about you. We love you and we miss you. Hoping that it gets a little easier. Big hugs and big kisses and to you and your family, and we hope that you all figure it out and feel a lot better.
I agree. Well, tonight it's been fun hanging out with you, Taylor, party for the party. But I have to be up at 6 a.m. in the morning. Have to be at work at 8 o'clock. This bullshit is for the birds. But
yeah.
Hopefully everyone has an awesome weekend, because tonight I'm going to get more than 5 hours of sleep. I promise you that one. And so be good to each other. Love one another. Go have some sex for me. Because I'm obviously not having any. But, you know, I don't want to. I'm tired. We will see you all back here next week for the Valentine's Day Friday nightcap. Bring your loved ones and your booze along with you. We'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.